humbled himself, becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, welcome to A Catholic Conversation. My name is Deacon John Catalano, and I'm joined as always by my pal, my good friend from St. Agnes on Long Island, Frank Alasia. Hey, Frank, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing all right, Deacon. How's everything with you?
He's good. You picked a tough topic tonight, obedience. And I'm thinking this is not something that people think about or even comfortable with the word. I mean, the definition of obey is to comply with or follow the commands, restrictions, and instructions of somebody else, or to submit or conform yourself to direction. It doesn't sound like what people like today. People want to do the things their own way these days, right?
Yeah, I call it the my way mindset. I'll never forget, I had a professor at St. John's, a Father McMullen, and he was giving a lecture on obedience. And he told us the song they sing all day in his hell is I did it my way.
Yeah.
All day long than that, right? Because when you rely on your way, you know, you step off the rock of Christ and his church, and you step onto sand. It takes humility to obey, and people don't like it. I mean, but think of this. Jesus Christ himself not only made himself subject to Mary and Joseph, he preferred to lose his life rather than be disobedient to his Father's will.
His Father's will, that's great. So what are we supposed to obey? The commandments of the Father. We all think we're doing great with the big ones. Thou shalt not kill, steal, or commit adultery. How about the very first commandment of God? I am the Lord your God. You shall not have false or other gods before me. Hey, most of us do not conform or comply with that very first commandment. I mean, everything takes precedence. My job, my workout, my team, my phone, my schedule. I'm very busy. I have a lot of things going on. Everything else is more important. We place everything else before God. And I think that's the beginning of disobedience, Frank.
Exactly. That it starts with that. And then I think in secular life, right off the bat, authority and manners in the home.
Yeah.
That's where they're taught. That's where you get your base. I mean, can you imagine telling, you know, your father or my father in the day to wait when we were growing up? I mean, it's like unthinkable, right? You know, cut the lawn, wait, I'm busy, you know, take the garbage out, you know, I'll do it later. And to make matters worse, you know, I see parents siding with kids against their teachers, the, you know, coaches, police, or anyone else who dares correct their son or daughter. That never happened when we were growing up, right? Your parents never approached the coach, or if you did something with a teacher, you know, you would definitely hear it. You know, you say kids are, you know, the kids are strong-willed. There's a psychologist at EWT, and I listened to, and he said, there's no such thing as strong-willed kids. There's just weak-willed parents.
Yeah.
And I think that's pretty good. Now, look, I understand there's always outliers, but even with those kids, you know, you never give up on your child, but don't give in either. Don't enable. That's the worst thing you can do.
Well, first of all, my father was a New York City police officer, and I was taught by the Sisters of St. Joseph, so I didn't have much room to play when I was 7, 8, 9 years old. But sadly, now there are prominent Catholics who say that their Catholic faith is very important to them, but they will not impose it on others, or they do not accept for themselves some of the teachings of the church. And I want to remind people that there is still something called the Catechism, which explains everything that the church teaches very simply and clearly. And, you know, you may think I'm crazy, Frank, to say this, but I've read the Catechism, and even recently, and I believe it's a document that is filled with, watch this, love for God and his creation. I recommend everybody who loves the Lord should get a copy and read it. It's good reading, Frank.
Yeah, definitely. And these things aren't just, you know, This is 2,000 years of tradition and teaching. This thing just doesn't get slapped together. This is all the teachings are so well thought out. You know, the guy who says he's a devout Catholic and doesn't do that, doesn't follow the teachings, is like a vegetarian who eats meat. I mean, you can't do that. You can't be a cafeteria Catholic, so to speak, and pick and choose what you want to do. You can't separate Christ from the teachings of the church. They're one. You know, and don't forget, we know many of his teachers are broken, but never the teachings.
Exactly. And I like to point out that all of the teachings down through the centuries have been handed to us by brilliant scholars, doctors, people who love the Lord and have given up their lives for the Lord. There's now in the church too much of a tendency to rely on one's own judgment about what's right and wrong. Jesus said, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. And if we say we love Jesus, isn't it prideful and arrogant to think that we ourselves now have more wisdom and understanding of all these folks that came before us and that and more wisdom and understanding than the church that Jesus himself established on earth over 2,000 years ago? Why should we think that we have the right to decide for ourselves which teachings of the church we can obey and which teachings we can decide not to obey?
Right. They're there to protect us. They're there to help us, not to hurt us. Right. I mean, think about it. You're disagreeing with John Paul II. You're disagreeing with St. Bernadette, St. Thomas Aquinas, St. Thomas More, the little flower. You know, that's what you're doing when you say, I know more. It's like the height of arrogance, right? If you're not obedient to Jesus and his teachings, who are you obedient to? You're obedient to Satan. That's what happens.
In the Bible, in Proverbs, it says, the discipline of the Lord disdain not, spurn not his reproof. For whom the Lord loves, he reproves, and he chastises the son he favors. And I always ask myself, why would God chastise a son that he loves? Because he wants us to live with him in eternal life, right? So he trains us to accept his saving grace and to conform ourselves to his will for us. Jesus said it, let this cup pass from me, but then not my will, but your will be done. And that's the path home, Frank.
Right, so that we could be saved. I think the question for the average person is, what's keeping you from obeying God?
Right.
You know, is it alcohol? Is it drugs? Is it an affair? Is it pornography? You know, more people go to hell for sins of the flesh than all other sins, Our Lady said at Fatima. You know, and they'll use the excuse, they'll say, oh, I'm only human. That's such a poor excuse. You know, he doesn't intend to destroy our human nature, but he wants us to conquer it. You know, Jesus, in his infinite wisdom, when he made us, think about this. Man's head is above his heart for a reason, right? His will is above his passions. He made animals on all fours. Their head and their heart are on the same level so they can fulfill their base desires. You know, you're better than that. You're better than that. Don't use an excuse like that.
Yeah.
And pray for strength to conquer these things. Pray for strength to conquer them. 24 hours a day, you can pray. Believe me, you'll never get a busy signal. I guarantee it.
I like that. And remember, being forced to do something against our will is not obedience. That's coercion or slavery. But Obedience is an act of the will, an intentional act. Yes, I'm going to obey and follow. It is my intention, Lord, to be obedient. And I think that's the path into the light of Christ, Frank.
It's the way to heaven, exactly. God bless, Deacon. Thanks.
I always enjoy talking to you about these things. And folks, if you're listening and you are, go ahead and follow us or like us, depending on your podcast platform. But let us know if there is a topic that you would like us to tackle, and we'd be glad to do our best job with it. And send it, that's an email to anycatholicconversation@gmail.com. That's anycatholicconversation@gmail.com. Frank, I love you. Take care. Talk to you next time.
Thanks, Deacon. God bless.